Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Hello and happy Thanksgiving. I realize that today people celebrate Thanksgiving because it was a time when the harvest was in, or there were the pilgrim's plight. And yet, shouldn't we be grateful every single day? What can we be grateful for in a world of following? Not a lot. Because we don't feel right. We are not meant to be followers. We are created as leaders, creators. And knowing that fact of life can make a huge difference in your life. So help, I'm searching for a way to feel good. Perhaps that's where you are. And you may be wondering, why don't I feel good each day? You may be wondering why some people seem happier than others, and what are they doing? You may be waiting for your ship to come in. You may purchase lottery tickets and scratch tickets in hopes of taking down the mountain of debt you have. Like most people, stuck in today's operating system, which is archaic, by the way, we each, like I said, by nature, we are creators. We are not like the other animals in the animal kingdom. We're not like that at all. By nature, we are curious. Why do you think there are so many teen pregnancies? Why do you think guys like to take cars apart and put them back together? Why do you think girls love to play with fashion? So do guys, and girls like to put cars back together and take them apart and put them back together too. But I'm just suggesting that we, by nature, are curious. And by nature, we can think, we can learn, and we can shape matter. We can shape our thoughts first, and we can see a picture. And we can literally make that happen. There's evidence all around us. You see, over 3,000 years ago, we made a leap as a species into consciousness. There's evidence in the Bible that that happened. If you're a Christian, there's evidence in the Bible that we made this leap of consciousness and that we no longer needed to look to a certain class of people to tell us how to run our lives. And so this amazing leap of consciousness, I like to tell the story about the caveman and the caveman's neighbor, the two cavemen waking up to do their morning, well, take a morning leak. Most people do get out of bed and they have to go to the bathroom. That's normal. And that's probably very normal for all species because we have to relieve ourselves of the liquid we put into our bodies. So make sure you do get enough liquid too, by the way. That does help a lot. Clarity? Absolutely. You need your water. That's your happiness, Thanksgiving happiness wish for you. It's not a wish. It's just to drink your water and then be more grateful for the way you feel. So if you're waiting for your ship to come in, and you're the one that goes out and you purchase lottery tickets and you do scratch tickets and in hopes of taking down the mountain of debt you have, or maybe helping other people. You might have all kinds of reasons why you do it. You're waiting on something external to bring you what you want. And there's people that win those big jackpots that the money's gone in a minute because they don't have the mindset of a builder, a creator, one who can shape, and yet that's us. And so we made this big leap thousands of years ago into consciousness. And we each have more space now because we don't live in nature reacting to the storms and the wildebeest. We have space. We have buildings. We have shelter. We have greater things every year than we had before. We have our roots, and in our roots, we have this ability to create, each one of us. And so if we remember that, we can love anyone, and we can believe in anyone, and it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, you have this ability. Back in the day when we lived in nature, yeah, heck yeah, we needed the guys to protect us. They were bigger than we were. But let them come up against the beast, and hopefully they killed it or didn't end up dead. And they came home with the feast for us. And we prepared it, but we don't live like that anymore. And we're still living with these locked-in old beliefs, ancient beliefs, because it's in our DNA. Whatever your parents have been through, you've been through. It's locked in. The experience was there. We don't have to keep repeating things. What we do need to repeat is this ability to create. And if you happen to come from a family who is creative, you're probably more creative. Now, what do I know about that? I'm not going to say that. Everyone is a creator. What you do in a creative mode that brings you happiness. Ooh la la. Yeah, baby. What are you doing to feel good? Are you looking outside of yourself to feel good? Are you only being happy Thanksgiving today instead of feeling that way every single day? So what are you doing to feel good? Are you looking outside of yourself to feel good? Did that work for you as a child? Chances are it didn't. Chances are you got bored with something that was given to you in a very short period of time because your curious nature said, let me tear this thing apart and see how it works. Or your curious nature said, okay, I've already figured it out. I'm moving on. You didn't really like to have to be the one that followed the leader all the time. You like to be the leader. You didn't like being bored, but adults are really boring people. That's why little children speak to them. You look bored, let me talk to you, see if I can make you smile. What did you do that made you feel happiness? Did you end up just being like the adults? You sit back and you got quiet and you don't do much of anything? That's a tragedy, and that's what our schools do. Trap the children in an old system of learning out of context facts that don't matter rather than learning things that do matter. So our children continue to be taught stuff that doesn't matter when they're creators by nature and they should be being creative in their thinking and actions in school and watch them grow. Watch the values they would bring us, because it's their nature. I'll look forward to a possible shift in the education policy in America, one that's falling apart. Bored teachers teaching stuff that doesn't matter because they can't mentor it. We need mentors in our school systems, where the children become apprentices to someone who could teach them what we find that they'd love to do. And the children be brilliant value creators their whole lives instead of just bored kids in school getting into drugs, whatever flavor they want, getting into sex, listening to music that's depressing. They could be writing amazing music They could become a Mozart in modern times. They could become a Picasso in modern times. They could be as smart as Da Vinci. They could learn the Fibonacci code and understand that it's exponential growth that matters. The Fibonacci sequence. It's in things. It's how we continue to survive. If you don't know anything about it, I recommend you find out about it. Get curious in nature again. And think about expanding yourself like that. Because you can. We were about expansion, not contraction, when we were kids. And so we take a job. And we're so nervous because we have an interview. And we go in, and we just hope we make it through the interview. And you might go through like 5 interviews. And gosh, by the time they push you that hard, you're really curious. Am I that good or what? Are they just trying to break me down now so that I'm set up for this company that I might not even want to work for? If you've never been through that many interviews, you don't know what it feels like. You haven't experienced it. Life. It's about experiencing life. It's about creating more knowledge in our pockets of time to have more, to be more, to do more, to see more. We have these awesome senses that we can feel life. We can taste life. We can smell life. We can see life. We can hear life. We can touch life. What are you doing to utilize the very things that are within you? You're not. You took the job, and you got a little training in the job, but just a day or two most of the time. Sometimes they put you through it for a month or two and feel that they got a better opportunity of keeping you as an employee. And then they go through the process, and they figure out the ones they want in on-the-job training. And the trainers have to be somewhat funny just to keep the attention of the people. And they hope that they have someone that's in the training process that throws it back at them to make their life kind of fun. Curiosity. Why can do more? With this great big, as I call it, the double barrel brain. The creative right, the logical left. We can do so much more than people who follow politics and religion. As if it's their God and as if it's going to do them any good. We are God-like in our very being. Religions separate people. Politics separate people. There's one separation of our species. Male, female. Female, male. Say it however you want. It is what it is. It's for procreation purposes. But we've got this same amazing double-barrel brain that can think things through and become more. How many people win the lottery? How much money have you spent on scratch tickets that you could have bought something you could be using? What are you doing because you're bored when you're supposed to be a brilliant value creator feeling good every day? Any little value you create for yourself allows you to feel happiness. Happiness comes from within. It doesn't come from outside. You're not going to get it through politics. You're not going to get it through religion. You're not going to get it through someone hosing you. You're not going to get it. That's not going to do it. It's not going to last. You're looking for lasting pleasure. Children. Ways to feel happy through their play. And we have to be doing the same thing as adults, but following a system of corrupt control is never going to do it. We broke free in consciousness around 3,000 years ago. It's a secret. It's a 3,000-year-old secret. We aren't followers. We're leaders. We can create, therefore we are. Playing at life for an adult is to create values through business, to be of value to the business, And every business started from the seed of one who created something of value that they could share with themselves and then share with others, and they can become wealthy, and there's nothing wrong with it. And you know what? That is what the rich people do know. But they changed the way they lived their life before they ever had their major success. You're searching for a way to feel good. You have to stop doing the same things you're doing every day and begin to play at life, creating values for yourself. And if you're smart enough, you'll sit down for a little while and go, what did I like to do as a kid? Did it involve art or science? And in that art or science, what did I do with it? Was I playing with pencils, crayons, watercolors, in music, with an instrument? What was I doing in art? There's so many art forms. Was I dancing? Was I the clown? What was I doing? Was I acting? Why did I act up? Oh, you were bored at the time. Playing at life brought you happiness. Happiness and playing went hand in hand, and love flowed out to those around. You're not sharing love if you're a bored, stagnant producer. If you don't like the work you're doing, then find something in your spare time that you can find happiness in so that you can grow your love life again. We can tell the people who are happy. Little limited celebrations, going out, going on vacation, going to sports events, going to production. Those are only a little bit of happiness, and it's just pretentious. You're not living the life you're meant to live when you're doing that. Because as an adult, you can create values in what you do every day. You've got to figure out where the money is made, where you work, and be that part. So don't sit there just because they trained you to do one thing. Go figure out what other departments are doing. And learn to do all those departments, and before you know it, you have a big nugget of everything that's done for the company to make money. Right? You do. And so, why not figure that out? Why not understand that there's more to life than being bored? Why not? You hear me rattling around? I just happen to look and say, wow. That's blocking my heat duct. No wonder my room has been chilly. When did that fall down there? No more. Oh, my. The heat is on. The heat is on for you to begin to play at life. When you play in art and science and you get good at it, you could monetize it and you could make money. And there's no way that anyone or anything should have a piece of what you create. As in, why should anyone get anything from you, considering everyone's capable of doing this? And no matter what, you know what, honestly, politics is politics. It's power over people. It's called polarity, derivative, polarity to separate. And that's exactly what we're seeing evidence of right now. But we're seeing people who believe that politics can make their life better, and it cannot. Politics takes from you in force. Religions take from you by pulling the heartstrings so you'll give to the poor. Two different ways of taking from you, but you're the one that can make your life better. You're the one that can do something that feels right, that lets love flow out because it's your happiness. Creating values brings happiness, and love flows from that. It isn't about the limited amount of time with a partner at all. It's about the vast majority of the time that you're doing something that brings you happiness, that can make you wealthy in time. Art, science, into business, scientific type of longing, loving, requires that you get more education to be the professional at it and continuing education, then you become a professional. And you have to keep up your lifelong learning. And that's exciting in itself as well. But each one of us can feel the value of playing in art or science, maybe both. Feel that happiness that comes through our curiosity to know more. And when we make discoveries and we share it with others, we're sharing our happiness. And we're reflecting out as this loving person that people want to be around. You know, the adults need to stop bitching and play at life again. Play at life again. Because you can. There's nothing to stop you. No matter who you are, you have some spare time. And it may be limited because you're chasing the money. And the money isn't coming to you because you're chasing the money. You're not chasing what brings you happiness. They could eventually bring you money. So in your spare time, chase what it was in art or science or both. Begin to dig into the details. Practice getting better, like you did as a child. Practice makes perfect, they say. Whatever we do, and we do more of it, we do get better. You know that it doesn't take that long to learn to play an instrument if you do it right? Do you realize that if you really studied art, you could become the artist? What kind of form do you want to take it out in? Today is Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. To be grateful for the bounty of your efforts. That's what it's about. Sharing what you do, exchanging the value, trading. Yes, we can be grateful for the ability to be able to trade someone for something they have, for something we have, and making a fair deal so both feel good. But nobody needs to be in the middle of that exchange. That's a free market dynamic. When the one that creates the value comes together with the one who wants it, and they're willing to exchange value for value. We do not need those who take from us to look good. We need to decide to be more over the next year so we have more to be grateful for each day. Today is another day for me. I don't follow the past. It's within me what I've done, my situation, circumstances, people, things I've learned. It's within me. And what I do with what I've learned matters most to me. And what you do matters most to you. And we can build upon that because it's in our subconscious as well. And it's amazing how, boom, something comes rushing in that can be likened to something else you've done. Something you've seen. Something you've smelled. Something you've tasted. Something you've touched. Something you've heard. You linking thoughts to become more is the greatest value that you can be. Too many people react to one percept, a perception, something we perceive. And reacting instead of acting will never get you as far as you could because you're a conscious human being. Animals in nature react. The animals in your house, they react too. You feed them, they love you. Hello? You die in the house, well, guess what? I'm just saying. Of course they love you because you take care of your animals. Are you looking to one or the other to do certain chores in your house? That's going to work, isn't it? The divorce says it doesn't. We're not the hunter-gatherers anymore. We're not the berry pickers. We're not the women that stitch things up. We're not. Quit living in the past. It's in your DNA, but you don't need to perpetuate it. As a couple, sit down and say, here's all the things that make the household run. And let's really take a look at them, because you're not just the female that has to do the cooking and the cleaning. I'm not just the guy that has to take out the trash. Not just the guy that has to mow the yard. No. We can engage all aspects of us. We're supposed to. It's messing with us. Have a meeting and figure out what needs to happen in the household and be willing to do your part, but make sure you both agree on them. If you don't, you know what? Somebody's a loser because they're not going to be happy if they don't get their way. You know what? We didn't play with them. We called them sore losers, and we stayed as far away from those negative people as possible. So if you're a negative person and people don't seem to want to be around you, you might ask, am I pretty demanding? Do I have expectations on people, on the things I could do for myself? And then stop doing it. And then next Thanksgiving, you all have had how many days? 365? How many days are in the year? 359? Does it even matter? Does it really matter? Does the calendar year matter to you? Why? Because by the end of the year, you hope you made more money? And you know by April 15th, you got taxes to pay on the money you made last year? Are you really happy aging? Do you really want to keep track of those? Shouldn't we be youthing instead? Shouldn't we be youthing? Doing the things we did as children. Being creative. Playing at life. Yes. Adults, stop your bitching. Belly aching. Begin to play at life in something in art or science. Take it away in profession if you need to. Go back to school if you need to. Put it into business. You can. How did the businessman win this year? Because he had his own money to do it. He could act instead of react, because a politician simply reacts to what's going on around and thinks they're putting a Band-Aid on it. But they got gaping wounds because we believed that they were going to make us more than we can make ourselves. Help, I'm searching for a way to feel good. How can you do that? Bring back childlike curiosity. Today you know that. What you do with this information is the key to feeling extraordinary each day. Adults can play at life. Stop searching. The search is over. I appreciate you being with me at here, blogtalkradio.com/Jill Reed. Sweet perfume, ladies. Leather jackets, men. We can do whatever we damn well please, so long as we're not taking a force on someone else. Change the way you do your life and feel happy every day. Stop searching. The search is over. Come play with me in Tampa, Florida, December 30th through January 1. Go to gobeyond.club to sign up for only $125. 314-448-1462. To learn more. Every day people make the world go round. Be a kid again. Play at life. Share the love.